Hey everybody, welcome to Connecting the Notes. I'm your host Matthew Ray, and tonight on the show we take a look at the band who will be forever etched in karaoke folklore for generations to come, the B-52s. We'll be discussing the music of the members, Fred Schneider, the Wilson siblings, Kate Pearson and company, as well as the various collaborations between them and Iggy Pop, REM, and David Byrne. Rock Lobster, Beehive Hairdos, Tropical Drinks and Parties, we'll cover it all this hour as we look back at these 80s new wave giants. Thank you for joining us. So, B-52s formed in 1976 after a drunken evening compliments of those wonderful strong mixed drinks that are served in Chinese restaurants. The group consisted of Fred Schneider on vocals, Keith Strickland on drums, Kate Pearson on organ and vocals, and siblings Cindy Wilson on vocals, as well as Rick Wilson on guitar. They were the siblings. The band hails from Athens, Georgia. There was not much musical experience between the members, but within a couple of years, they'd embraced a kind of quirky, unique approach to the new wave music. They recorded their first single, Rock Lobster, for DB Records in 1978. The single was circulated, and the band began playing live shows on the U.S. They released their debut on Warner Brothers in July of 1979. A reworked rendition of Rock Lobster helped the album reach number 59 on the Billboard 200. We'll be right back. Rock Lobster by the B-52s off their 1979 self-titled debut. They recorded that album in the Bahamas. During the time the B-52s were playing live shows, they were using toy instruments and they were leading audience to dance steps of the Camel Walk and Shy Tuna. Kate Pearson and Cindy Wilson were wearing go-go boots, miniskirts, and their famous beehive wigs, for which the band was named after. They were generating a large fan base, especially in New York and Australia, and in 1980, they released their sophomore effort, Wild Planet. Private Idaho by the B-52s. Between 1981 and 1986, they released two full-length LPs, a remix album, and an EP. The EP, Mesopotamia, was recorded in 1981 and produced by David Byrne of the Talking Heads. They originally intended to make a full-length album with Byrne, but those plans were aborted. Byrne was working on the soundtrack for the Catherine Wheel album at the time, and so an overtaxed schedule may have had something to do with it. Nevertheless, the EP with Byrne gave the band a much more fuller sound, and here are a couple songs from 1981's Mesopotamia.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome to Connecting the Notes, everyone. If you're just joining us, we're devoting this whole show until 9 o'clock this evening on the B-52s. In 1984, the B-52s frontman Fred Schneider released a solo record called Fred Schneider and the Shake Society. It was co-produced by Schneider alongside legendary keyboardist Bernie Worrell, who also played on the album. The songs we're about to play is called It's Time to Kiss. It actually features Patti LaBelle singing with Schneider. She is a great R&B and soul singer, best known for her song Lady Marmalade. So without further ado, Fred Schneider and Patti LaBelle with their song It's Time to Kiss.
I'll kiss you if you kiss me. Right now. Lips to make.
welcome to Connecting the Notes. We're looking at the B-52s this hour on Valley Free Radio. That last song you heard was B-52's Fred Schneider with Patti LaBelle. Give us a call here at 585-1033 or visit us at www.connectingthenotes.com for more info on this show. A sour note on this otherwise upbeat show. On October 12th, 1985, guitarist Ricky Wilson died of AIDS at the age of 32. They were in the midst of recording Bouncing Off the Satellites, which was eventually released in 1986, but the band did not support the album as Wilson's death caused them to take an indefinite hiatus. In 2 years, though, the fog began to clear and out came this song.
And bring your jukebox money!
Oh yes, Love Shack. You can hear that song at any fine neighborhood bar where karaoke is featured. It was featured on 1989's Cosmic Thing, the B-52's first project since the death of Ricky Wilson. The band now included former Gang of Four bassist Sarah Lee, and the album Cosmic Thing was produced by Nile Rodgers and Don Was. Don Was has produced records for everyone, from Iggy Pop to Ziggy Marley to Randy Newman, The Stones, you name it. He was also in the band Was Not Was. Commercially speaking, this was the band's biggest success, owing thanks to the large hits Love Shack and Rome. It hit number 8 on the US charts and number 4 on the Billboard 200.
I went up there.
B-52s with Dry County, and before that, Cosmic Thing off their four-time platinum album, Cosmic Thing. During this time, the members of the B-52s branched out a little bit. Schneider released his Shake Society album that we heard a little bit of earlier, and he also lent vocals to the Bongwater song, The Power of Pussy. Singer Kate Pearson also lent her vocal talent to Iggy Pop's Candy in 1990 and to R.E.M. for their 1991 album, Out of Time, where she sang on Shiny Happy People, the song Me and Honey, and Country Feedback. Michael Stipe of R.E.M. was actually born in Georgia, and R.E.M., just like the B-52s, formed in Athens, so there was a bit of a bond between them. Here are the two songs featuring Kate Pearson, R.E.M. with Shiny Happy People, followed by Iggy Pop's Candy.
Beautiful, beautiful girl. with a flickering torch. I had a dream that no one else could see. You gave me love for free. Candy, 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 I can't let you go. All my life you're haunting me. I loved you so.
Bad when you left. Hell, I'm glad you got out, but I miss you.
Mark your calendars. Valley Free Radio is having a fundraising concert on April 25th at the World War II Club in Northampton. Five live bands and a super raffle. Performing will be Swing Caravan, the Pyramid Scheme Trio, Jen Toby's Alter Ego, Arjuna Greist, and the Doug Hewitt Band. Doors open at 7, bands start at 8. A $5 suggested donation gets you in and includes one raffle ticket. More raffle tickets are just a buck each. All donations will go to keep free speech on the air at Valley Free Radio 103.3 FM. That's Saturday, April 25th at the World War II Club, 50 Conn Street in Northampton. For more information, keep listening to Valley Free Radio or visit valleyfreeradio.org. Sound system donated by KMD Sound.
All right, before the break, we heard Iggy Pop with 1991's Candy, preceded by R.E.M. with Shiny Happy People, both of those tracks featuring B-52's Kate Pearson. Thanks for listening to Connecting Notes, everyone. The 90s saw the B-52s release the album Good Stuff in 1992, and in 1994 perform one of my favorite television theme songs of all time.
Modern life. All right, this next selection is about the dog that left without even leaving a note. The skies are charcoal gray. It's a dreary downtown day. But at the end of my 30-foot leash, my little friend, Keish. Keish LaHerta is her name. And having a good time on a rotten day is our game. Keish. Keish Lorraine.
In 1996, Fred Schneider released his second solo album, Just Fred. This time he worked with producer Steve Albini, who has produced the Pixies' Surfer Rosa, the John Spencer Blues Explosion, Nirvana's In Utero, and all the albums by one of my favorite bands, Failure. On the album, three different bands rotate as backing bands, including Shadowy Men on a Shadowy Planet, which was the Canadian band featured on Kids in the Hall. Also on this album is a cover of Harry Nilsson's Coconut, which I feel is the most proper way to end this show. So with that, we will end with Fred Schneider performing Harry Nilsson's Coconut. So please Drop me a line at connectingnotes@yahoo.com and stay tuned for Poison Ivy of the Mind. Good night.
Brother bought a coconut, he bought it for a dime. His sister had another one. She paid it for the lime. She put the lime in the coconut. She drank them both up. Put a lime in the coconut. She drank them both up. Put a lime in the coconut. She drank them both up. Put a lime in the coconut. She called the doctor. Woke him up. Said, doctor,
ain't there nothing I can take?
Oh, doctor,
to relieve his bellyache.
I said, doctor,
ain't there nothing I can take?
Oh, doctor,
to relieve his bellyache.
Now let me get this straight. You put the lime in the coconut. Drank them both.
Yeah.